WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Well, yee-haw, y'all.
Yee-haw.
Yee-haw. So can you holler now because your wife's up?
Yeah, she's up.
Oh. Give me woo! Give me a nice loud yeehaw.
How about a Ric Flair? I'll give you woo!
Woo!
Woo! She's good. All right, her being up, she's gonna get pissed.
Shut up! You know what is good? Because like, there's no one else in the it's empty in here. I think Matt is over there on the country station, but Johnny's doing his show from home. Of course, Matt's the closest one to me, so I'm still annoying him. I'm only annoying Matt now.
Does he still bust into the studio? Hey,
I'm gonna try
to talk to some listeners over here.
I'll try and get him in here this morning. Right, one more,
Matt.
Woo!
Matt does it. He gets pissed.
To be fair, we are like children, so, you know. Will you two keep it down in here, for God's sakes? Adults are trying to work.
He'll bust in. We even have, they're like padded studios, so they hold in a lot of sound. Mm. And there's some mornings, especially when we're both in there, he'll bust in. He'll kick in, 300 style. Listen up!
All right, children. Anyway, let's get to it. We got to do your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Still serving you, even with all this craziness going on. They want to make sure you get delicious pizza, pasta, subs. That's right. They're more than just pizza, man. They got delicious sandwiches. Their Joey C sub, I will punch an old lady for that sub. I will do it.
I knew you're going to go to the grandma rod on that one.
So go see them. Siri, Joey C's, M139. They got you taken care of. What's the matter for you?
Hey, punch your grandma.
Punch your grandma for a sub. Your topic for today, what have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? You know, different circumstances. The world we live in is different right now. And eventually we'll get back to normal, but it's going to take some time. So what have you been doing these past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? Hunter, do you got an answer?
Yeah, I do. It's an easy one. It's an easy go-to because it's very apparent right now. Fishing, man. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and say that. Yeah, I've fished for 30 years. No, I really haven't. I'm really just getting into it.
And, you came out with me, and then you got your own rig, and you caught that first one, and that just, you've gone crazy with it.
I've gotten three so far.
And that, three silverfish. That pisses me off, because I've had one. I've only caught one fish off the pier, and you have more than me.
You know, I'm gonna let's talk about this live on here. I'm kind of timid calling you or texting you a picture of these catches, because I'm like, I know he's proud, but I also know he's kind of pissed off as well.
You see it anywhere. Any fisherman who doesn't get a little, and I won't ever say it to your face. I mean, now I am. But there's always a part of me like, you son of a bitch. I've been fishing so much longer. It's like the same thing on Reddit when I see someone, like, I do like the fishing subreddit, and you see like someone posts like, oh, first time fishing, and they have this beautiful brown trout, and I'm like, you mother.
Come on.
No, I'm very proud of you. I'm proud that you stuck with it, and I'm one of those that I still love seeing people fish. So it's fine. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I wish I had more than you, but still, I'm proud of you, buddy. So
thanks, man. All right.
But that's a great one.
I'll send you some pics, bro.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, buddy. I'll just tell everyone I caught them. Right. We got some great answers on Facebook. What have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? Melissa said, slept past 8 a.m., kids don't have school, so we're sleeping in. There's a lot of people that, once this goes back to normal, are probably going to have a hard time getting back on that schedule.
In your early 20s, sleeping in. Dude, I'm telling, I'd sleep into 1 o'clock sometimes.
Was it sleeping in, though? Because I didn't go to bed until 6 in the morning.
This is
very true. You know?
That was just my schedule. My schedule.
Just a degenerate. Going to bed at 6 terrible. In the morning, sleeping till, 1, 2 in the afternoon. I picked all night classes because of that.
Especially in the winter, too. Yeah. You just feel like a bum. You wake up at 1 o'clock and you're like, oh my God, I got 3 hours of daylight. I got to go do something. And then you party all night. The next, it's just not a good routine.
I love it.
Keep your routine through all of this.
You try to at least sleep in a little bit. Nicholas had a good one. What's he been doing the past few weeks that he rarely ever did before? He busted out the old PS2 games. Nice. Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas, Need for Speed, Most Wanted, Guitar Hero 3. Nice, bro.
SSX, remember that one?
Oh, God,
snowboarding
yeah.
game.
Yeah, dude.
Trying to think of some great places. All the Tiger Woods games were great. There's a lot of great PS2 games, man. You know, PS2 is like the console, the best console ever. Had like the most sales, you know, the best games.
That's a great answer, man. Nicely done. I might have to do that. I got a bunch of old PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? We'll be back.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning, 749, Brock Hunter.
If I could only find a parking spot.
It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX and WIRX.com. All your streaming services. Check us out. And don't forget to listen to the Plan B After Show in the afternoon.
He's good. With my help, he could be the best.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you've been doing or you've done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? I like Tony's. He said, enjoyed my drive home from work. Most of the terrible drivers are at home.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy how bare the roads are.
Yep. Yeah, especially during the prime like drive times. It's nuts,
you
man.
Riding the bike around, man. And, you know, I'm not starting to look left and right, but... It's weird. It is. You can ride on the road. It's craziness. It's like, am I in zombie land right now? Where is everybody?
I like Cody had a good answer. Cody said, actually regulate how much toilet paper I use. It's true, though. Kiki the other day, she grabbed a little bit of toilet paper to blow her nose. I'm like, we have Kleenexes. You're blowing your nose with gold right now. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Save that. You're going to reuse that one.
How many people have rolled it back up into the roll a little bit?
We're not being as wasteful with our TP, that's for sure.
A lot of stinky fingers, though.
Yeah. Chris, will you stop texting me when I'm doing my show? Did you say a lot of stinky fingers? Damn it, Hunter. I was distracted by Chris. Anyway, what else? We got Rebecca said, listen for people to cough when in public.
It's another thing.
Did you just cough? Jeez.
A guy out on the pier yesterday, which, you know what? Maybe I got to save it for the podcast because I got to swear about this guy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of swear words, if you will. So listen to the podcast today about this dude on the pier. But he was bitching, too, about who's that guy down there coughing?
Yeah, Jesus.
He's been coughing this whole time. I'm like, dude, just don't go talk to him. Stay away from him. Get out of here then.
Keep 6 feet. You're fine. Let's see. Heidi said, I received and made actual calls on my texting device. You actually calling people? I like that. That's good. I think more people are probably on the phone now, you know, actually calling, doing stuff like that.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I love it. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. What's something you've done in the past few weeks that you haven't done or rarely ever did before? We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I just had the loudest burp. That felt so good.
Glad I'm not there. It's a Diet Mountain Dew burp.
Yeah, that one would have put you down, buddy. Good morning, 7 Brock Hunter.
Seb.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you've done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? A couple people, including Robert and Alicia, said work at home. Mm-hmm. That's I think a lot of people are testing out or working from home for the first time, which is different. It's different.
It's a lot different. It's a lot different. You know, like there's some cool stuff about it, and there's some stuff about it. It's not cool.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens once this all is done. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we realize that, okay, we can do this all at home, is it going to adjust? Is it going to change?
Right. I was going to say, do you think a lot of companies are starting to think like, oh, yeah, look how easy that was. It worked.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Like I said, there's some benefits and
I would know, Hunter. I'm here. Unlike you, you bum.
Yes. Yes.
In there in your underwear eating bagels. Damn it.
My cats.
I was kind of racking my brain on this one because, you know, my schedule's still kind of the same. It's a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, we've adjusted accordingly, but I'm still getting up, still coming into the studio. I was trying to think, you know, outside of that,
Nothing's really changed for you, except you can't, just can't go outside a lot.
What I will say, what I have done more, and not that we didn't do this a lot before, but I have cooked so much more at home. Like, honestly, I have not had, like, fast food to go food. Usually, like, lunchtime, I would go out, you know, just like, oh, I'll just go run and get something quick instead of going home. But I've done so much more meal prepping and eating at home. I'd say that's probably the biggest thing that I've done more of the past few weeks.
So I think a lot of people are with you on that one, too.
Yeah.
A lot of home cooking happening.
Yeah.
All that quarantine food, all that safety food is gone.
Yeah, it's just a lot of tuna fish and ramen, man. I tell you what, I have eaten a lot of ramen the last few weeks, and I can't tell you the last time I had.
That's the stuff you got to save.
I'm going through all the stuff that lasts way longer, and I'm just going to have nothing but old moldy food now.
Listen to this. I had canned soup of something. I think it's clam chowder. The other day.
Wait, the red or the white?
The white? I felt bad. I felt bad opening it. I was like, oh, man, this is like the perfect food if you had to just pack up and go, you know? And I'm like, every ounce of me had to go for it to do it.
There you go. You know, it's all going to come down to it. You're going to be just starved, and you're going to have no food, and you'll just be thinking about that can you should have saved. You should have saved it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. Stick around.